in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of 2 Samuel. So get close to your radio now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Verse number 4, the Bible says, "And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying that the men of Jabesh-Gilead were they that buried Saul." And so these men came, and they anointed David as king there in Hebron. But notice verse number 8, it says, "But Abner, the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host, took Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him to Mananah, and made him king over Galaad, and over Asherite, and Jezreel, and Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all of Israel." Now, wait a minute. Now, I thought that once Saul was dead, that's going to be it. But do you see? So now this thing is getting ready to really take off. You're getting ready to have a civil war now, because you got two kings now. You got David is a new king, and now you got Ishbosheth. He's a new king. And so now they getting ready to duke it out. All right. So you got some that are law to David, and you got some that are law to Ishbosheth. All right. Now notice, the Bible tells us that Abner and Joab, the two generals. Joab is David's general. He's David's right-hand man. They proposed that let's just get together and let these 10 men, you bring me 10, I got my 10, and let them just fight it out. And winner take all. Well, the Bible says that here in verse number 16, actually it was 12 of the servants of David. Verse 16, "And they caught everyone his fellow by the head and thrust his sword in his fellow's side so that they fell down together." Now, notice. So they all of them killed each other. All 12 of them killed each other. So you had these 12 killed these other 12, and then the two generals took off running. Now ain't that something? The ones that caused all the fighting, when the fighting, you know, Abner took off running, and David had three of his nephews. Joab is one of his nephews. Verse number 18, it says, "And there was three sons of Zechariah there, Joab, Abishai, and Ashiel. And Ashiel was a light-foot as a wild doe." He was a young, fast-footed lit fella. And he took off to catch this guy on a horse. And the Bible says, verse 21, "And Abner said unto him, Turn thee aside to the right hand or to the left, and lay thee a hold on one of the young men's, and take thee his armor. And Ashitel would not turn aside from following him. And Abner said unto Ashitel, Turn thee aside from following me." Quit following me. "Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? How then should I hold my face to Joab thy brother? Howbeit he refused to turn aside. Wherefore Abner with the handy end of his spear smote him under the fifth rib." Underline that. Fifth rib. "That the spear came out behind him and went, and he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where as shall fell down and died. I mean, fell down and died, stood still. All right, so for a lot of the people, when they saw where he had died, boy, they just come and they just stood still. They couldn't really believe that he was dead, because that was one of David's nephews. And you don't mess with my nephew. Hello, somebody. I mean, you don't mess with my cousin. How many of y'all done got in fights trying to defend your cousin? Amen. Amen. So now you know we're going to have a war now. Amen. And so we come now to chapter 3. We see Amnon and Ishbosheth fall out. Look at all these falling outs. You know, when men often fall out, number one, over power. It's a power struggle. Or they fall out over something else. Money. Or it's one other thing, and this is the obvious one. If the brothers didn't fall out over the power, by the position, if they didn't fall out over, he owed me some, the money, on three, I want y'all to tell me what it is, because I think y'all already got it, y'all already got it. So on three, one, two, three. That's right. That's right. You're exactly right. It's got to be a woman involved. If they ain't talking no more, them two brothers there, they ain't talking no more. It must have been a woman involved. Yes, it was a woman involved. Look here in verse number, chapter 3, verse number 7. And says, Saul had a concubine whose name was Riphath, the daughter of Ai. And Ishbosheth said to Amnon, wherefore hast thou gone in unto my father's concubine? Oh, my goodness. Then was Amnon very wroth for the word of Ishbosheth and said, am I a doghead? Oh, my goodness. Which against Judah do show kindly this day unto the house of Saul, thy father, to his brother and to his friend, and have not delivered thee into the hand of David, that thou charge me today with a fault concerning this woman. Wait a minute. I mean, you trying to put me in check. You making an accusation against me. Well, you're coming out of her bedroom. Hello, somebody. Why? He said, now, after all I done for you, I was the one that made you king. See? How about that? Let me tell you something. You, listen to me good. If you don't get nothing else, get this. Listen, let me pull my glasses off on this one. You don't want nothing that God don't have for you. Amen. Don't let nobody give you nothing. I mean, nothing that God don't have for you. You don't want nothing. If God don't want you to have it, you don't want that. I don't care how bad you want it, wait for God to give it to you. Because let me tell you something, whatever man give to you, huh? Man can take it away. See, who made Ishbosheth king? Amnon made him king. So Amnon said, wait a minute, man. So in Amnon's mind, who was the real king? Amnon, you ain't got no business telling me. Who's supposed to? Saul is dead, and he got these nice, fine, foxy women's over here. These my women's. That's the way that brother was looking at it. I don't know how many he got. Let's say Saul got 100. I'm just started with number one. You trying to stop me? I got 99 more to go. We just called a deal off. We just called a deal off. And so from this point on, he goes over to David's side. Do you see how fickle? And see, whenever Satan is involved in some, people going to flip-flop just like that. They're going to flip their mind because the devil is the author of confusion. Yeah, yeah. See, whenever somebody give you something like that, my daddy used to always say, now, son, if it's too good to be true, then it's too good. It's too good to be true. Somebody just going to give you something. Somebody wants something back in return. And a lot of time, they want you to be a slave for them. And that's basically, see, this man is for sure supposed to have been just a figurehead. Amnon was going to be the one that's going to call the shot. Oh, my goodness. So they done fell out over this woman. Well, look here at... He goes over and he plans a meeting with David. Look at verse 19. Verse 17, let's pick up at 17. And Amnon had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, ye sought for David in time past to be king over you. Now then, do it. You see what he's saying? So who's Amnon? Amnon was the general for Saul. So now... he's getting ready to unite the kingdom, isn't he? He said, y'all wanted David to be king? Let's go ahead and do it. And I'm going to help you. Look at what he says here. Verse number 18. For the Lord has spoken of David, saying, by the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hands of the Philistine and out of the hands of all the enemy. Wait a minute, Amnon. You know what the Bible said? You know what God has said? Isn't that what he said? For the Lord has said. Do you know people will fight against the revealed will of God? Until they can't get their way, they will fight against the revealed will of God until their way don't work out. Now, don't be looking at me like you surprised. The Bible done told you to do certain things and not do certain things, but you done them certain things anyway until God slapped you on the head and you saw your way didn't work out. And you said, well, I'm going to go back to church now. Well, you know you were supposed to have been there, had no business leaving to begin with. Hello, somebody. So that's why I love the Bible, because the Bible, it don't try to make people look like they so holy that they ain't never messed up.
How about that?
It tells the good, the bad, and the ugly. look at what the Bible says here. Verse number 19, and Amnon also spoke unto the ears of Benjamin, and Amnon went also to speak unto the ears of David in Hebron, and all that seemed good to Israel, and that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. Isn't that something? Amnon just went around and started getting everybody on David's side. And notice what he says, and Amnon came to David to Hebron, and 20 men with him, and David made Amnon and the men that was with him a feast. Wait a minute now. Who's Amnon? Who's Amnon? When he's Saul's general, he been fighting against David for all these years, and David making him some fried chicken for him. Got some lamb chops going for him. Oh, man, the Bible says not just a dinner made a feast for the man. This is what are we learning tonight? How to love your enemy. This how you win your enemies on over. Listen. How do you win a man over, ladies? Without so much sex appeal. What's another way? Huh? Food. 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 See, even E.T. wanted some food. Food. Yeah, E.T. wanted some food. Yeah. E.T. went to the refrigerator. Amen. So David made a feast for him. Now notice, everybody seemed to be happy, but there's one person that Amnon didn't talk to. The other general. When Joab came home, Joab said, wait a minute. What done happened? What's all this feasting going on? They say, Amnon done been here. Said, wait a minute. The same brother that we've been running the countryside trying. Because remember now, it's this thing that got personal, because who killed Asahel? Amnon. So Joab got on his mind, not so much helping David be king. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get Amnon. And notice what he done. When Joab came, look what the Bible said, verse 24. Then Joab came to the king and said, what has thou done? Wait a minute, who are you talking to? Huh? What has thou done? Behold, Amnon came unto thee. Why is it that thou hast sent him away? He is quite gone. You let him get away? We've been trying to catch up with this fella. We've been running all over the countryside looking for him, and he's been here eating fried chicken and lamb chop with you. What? Are you out your mind? Wait a minute, Joab. Who is David now? He's king. How do you greet a king? Don't you supposed to come in there? Sire, Joab have a request, king. Tell him to come forward. He's supposed to show some respect. He come busting up in there. What you done? Wait a minute. In other words, he's questioning David. You letting him get away? You're supposed to be letting him get away. He telling David. Who's the real king in his mind? Who helped David become king? In Joab's mind, man, you wouldn't be sitting there if it wasn't for the kid. We had two generals out of control, didn't we? Both of them are power hungry. And this guy got a personal vendetta. Let me tell you something. Whenever you get personal in leadership, you done forfeit your position in leadership. You can't think clear whenever it done got personal. You need to call time out, take a break. It's just like football players, a basketball player. Once you start fighting and start bumping somebody, it's hard to shoot that ball. Because you thinking a lot of times that this guy's going to come up on you. Sometimes he'll step back and you done shot too hard because you thought he was going to foul you. See, he got you thinking. He done started messing with your head. Have you ever seen a basketball player you can aggravate? They start messing with your head. Joab. Look at Joab. See, anytime a man don't respect leadership, he's out of control. You better get him right quick. You better pull him on over. But David, you need to pull him on over, David. You need to tell him to take a break. Look, verse 25. Thou knowest Amnon, the son of Ner, that he came to deceive thee. He fooling you. And to know thy going out and thy coming in and to know all that thou do. He just came here as a spy. He's spying us out. David, that man ain't changed. See, when you done been in the trenches a long time, you don't believe folks done change. Hello, somebody. Sometimes you can be in the world so long that when you come in church, you can see somebody come up here and repent and everything, and everybody is happy, but you won't even be, you know, crack a smile. No, he done fooled the preacher. He fooled them folks up there in the choir. He done fooled the ushers walking around with Kleenexes and passing out Kleen. But he didn't fool me. I ain't jumping on his bandwagon yet. Sometimes you done been in the trenches too long. Yeah. So Joab, and see, Joab is personal. This thing done got personal. So even if this man have changed, Joab ain't ready to forgive him. Hello, somebody. Ooh, don't you appreciate the Bible?
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. Even though you done got saved, well, hold on. Let me read one more scripture, and it'll make sense to you. Look here at verse number 26. And when Joab was gone out from David, he sent messenger after Amnon, which brought him again from the well of Sarah. But David knew it not. Wait a minute, you're supposed to be operating under the orders. I ain't taking no orders from David. I'm the general. I don't need to check in. And Amnon was returned to Hebron, innocent Amnon. Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly. Come here, let's talk. And smote him there under the, what? Fifth rib, that he died for the blood of Asahel, his brother. You smoke my brother under the fifth rib, I'm going to hit you up under the fifth rib too. Isn't that something? Now, see, Amnon done got saved. He done had a conversion experience. He's coming on over to do the Lord's. We are talking Bible, wasn't it? Because the Lord said, went and talked to the elders, went and talked to the other leaders there in Judah, because the Lord said. So he's trying to get right with God. But let me tell you something. Even though you done got right with God, huh? See, when you done been out there in the trenches,
no, you're right.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
You done been part of the mob, even though you done got saved.
How about that?
You better be watching your back.
No, you're right.
Just because you done got saved. That don't mean that those mobsters done got saved. Joab, we're going to find out by Joab is the kind of guy you got to sleep with one eye open. Amen. When they say, let's pray, you better go ahead and do one of these numbers. Hey, you better have one eye open when you pray with Joab. Amen. Amen. And so, but now notice what happened. Notice how did David behave when he heard about Amnon done died. Verse 33, the Bible says, let's back up. Verse 31, and David said to Joab and to all the people that was with him, rent your clothes, girdle your sackcloth, mourn before Amnon, and the king himself followed the burial. Come on, y'all going to the funeral. You going to the funeral? David made them all go to the funeral. Y'all gonna walk right behind this man. The man you killed, you coming to the funeral.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.